you are making the clearest case of all for recording and listening. That is exactly why. Mm-hmm. It's a brainwashing loop. Once a person mm-hmm. gets into that, once the person starts listening to that negativity, it can take over. It does take over because we are trained to let it take over. We hear it, we listen to it, we believe it, we live it. Gotta get a different message. And since you know what is true, then it becomes setting up the systems for yourself that you are never allowed to be left alone. It's like a child being left alone with an abuser. You know, you can never be left alone with that voice, that system.
Yeah, it so totally is like a child left alone with someone who cannot be trusted.
That's right. Who is going to abuse that child? It's not that they,
right.
they can be trusted. They can be trusted to abuse that child.
To do what it's going to do. So, yeah.
All right.
What I love is that as I was like writing that down, I realized like, it's telling me I can't sustain practice like long enough. And yet, you know, there's nothing, none of this misfortune that happened to me in my past can prevent me from, you know, meditating today or
that's right.
recording
or
and listening
putting
today.
In those, yeah, putting in those earbuds and listening to what is true. Nothing that happened to any of us can keep us from hearing and recognizing what is true. Nothing. There's no story from the past, and that's all it is. It's a story. It's not happening now. It's a story from the past, and that cannot stop you from being free in this moment.